welcome to our first episode, a preview of the Recovery Cast podcast, which we will be delivering right here throughout 2016. We're calling this one, What to Expect. This episode will be fairly short and fairly scripted, though most of the future ones will be unscripted interviews and free-ranging discussions. For this first one, let's discuss what we're planning for the podcast and how you can get involved in something we hope will be pretty special. So first, some general information about the show, who we are, what we hope to accomplish with the podcast, and how we're going about it. My name is Ron, and I'll be the host and moderator as we begin these podcasts. And because when it comes to recovery, there's always a we, I'll be joined by a second interviewer, Dave. In keeping with the principle of anonymity, we're going to simply identify ourselves by our first names. We are both longtime members of Narcotics Anonymous, and our guests will usually also be NA members, though we may at times interview others on topics of interest to members. It's really pretty amazing how technology has affected life in the 12-step world, with each of us able to maintain some level of ongoing contact with hundreds or even thousands of other members through social media and other means, in addition to seeing each other at conventions or service events. So between those associations and the many friendships we have made over the years, there is a wealth of experience and plenty of interesting characters to choose from to bring you content that, if you're one of the thousands of members who really love your fellowship and this life of recovery, we're confident you'll enjoy. And I suppose we'll sometimes shoot for higher goals than our enjoyment, but really, it's mostly the joy of good recovery conversation we hope to create with this effort. We are clear that the real substance of recovery is to be found in the meetings, the literature, the step work, the friendships, and the sponsorship that are central to a life of recovery. We are not going to try to replace any of that here, or to be a main source of anyone's recovery. Instead, we simply hope to inform, to entertain, and to explore topics that we think will enrich the lives of members. Let me give you some examples of what we're envisioning with this podcast. The shows we're working on so far are primarily an interview format, though other formats may present themselves as we continue to create new content. Some interviews will be structured around a theme or a topic or a place, and I'll touch on several of those in a minute. Others will be about a person, either the person being interviewed or a person in our history who is the subject of the interview. We hear each other's stories regularly when we share at meetings or conventions, but we don't often hear our recovery stories told in interview format, where the questioners can follow up and the dialogue can go in a variety of directions. I remember realizing early on in recovery just how colorful and rich this hidden jewel, the 12-step world, really is. Nearly all of us have, at one point or another, epically failed at life, and at that low point, cracked open. We may have thought that this cracking open would be our undoing, but instead, it was what created the opening for the light to get in. Spirit, it turns out, flows in through our defects and out through our strengths, in through the spaces where our powerlessness has humbled us, and out through the spaces where our newly discovered assets, tempered by this humility, are brought to bear in service to others. It can start happening very early in recovery. Our lives first stop coming apart and then start coming together, until over time the transformation is truly awe-inspiring. It's easy to take that for granted when we witness example after example of this level of personal transformation so often that it becomes the backdrop for our day-to-day lives. Hearing each other's stories as we live this way, it turns out, is very nourishing for the spirit. So one hope for this podcast is to dispense some of that nourishment, to find members with stories that enlighten and inspire, and to just sit down for an hour or so and talk about this gift of recovery, the painful and the liberating, the humanity unfolding in it, and the divinity emerging in it. In addition to personal recovery experience, there are so many topics we could cover in depth in this format that our heads are spinning trying to figure out where to start. The podcast format is really a natural fit for this. Let's just play with some examples. What is the history and significance behind NA's choice of the wording of the first step, powerless over my addiction, for example, rather than over a drug or drugs? And what does that imply for what is considered an outside issue? This question is central to understanding some of the cultural and linguistic differences between AA and NA. Wouldn't it be refreshing to hear this topic discussed in depth and with great respect to all, and with no particular agenda other than trying to understand why both fellowships struggle to address this? AA has its singleness of purpose theme, with language and practices to support it, in the spirit often articulated by Bill Wilson, who said, "Beware of the good that is the enemy of the best." In other words, it may seem good to allow drug addicts into AA meetings to address their addiction rather than turning them away, but if alcoholics in their earliest meetings struggle to identify and be comfortable and feel at home in that environment, is the AA group then sacrificing its primary purpose? Has the good become the enemy of the best? This was the question that led to the birth and development of NA. But interestingly, doesn't NA also then inherit that same problem? How does a heroin addict relate to a meth head or a pot smoker when all of them seek recovery together, if the drug is to be the basis for identification, as it is in AA? In the first step of NA, this problem is addressed by declaring powerlessness not over the drug or drugs that might set us apart, but over the one thing we all share in common, our addiction. AA frames this as singleness of purpose and NA as clarity of message, and they both encourage members to use language to support what they're striving for. Within the NA culture, members are often encouraged to use language that supports this common basis for identification. Bulletin 13 on the NAS website discusses this in some detail. We raise it here simply as one example of a theme that might be explored in depth in the podcast format. We expect to take up discussions like that in future episodes, deep dives into principle and philosophy and spirituality underlying the 12-step program. And on that topic of spirituality, there is such diversity of thought and belief and experience among us, from atheism to very devout religious belief and every shade of spiritual, not religious, in between. I would expect we will have plenty to discuss there. In addition to our interview-style discussions, we may even hold roundtable discussions to explore this diversity. Where we might not, in an NA meeting, discuss the specifics of our religion, we might, in a podcast, discuss how a given tenet of our spiritual path relates to one or more principles of the program, and we might be able to bring enough diversity to this to avoid the appearance of promoting one or another path. Another area of keen interest to both of us, as it is to so many NA members, is NA history. And of course, NA history includes portions of AA's history. The New York NA Fellowship recently published a book on their history, which includes a fellowship called Narcotics Anonymous, started there by Danny C. in 1949 or 50. But we talk about NA as a fellowship started by a group of AA members in Southern California, including Jimmy K., whom we usually think of as the founder of our fellowship, even though he always said it was a group effort. What's the story there? Is that one NA fellowship we're talking about, or two? Or are there common threads leading back to the Lexington Hospital that were creating an environment where multiple similar fellowships were forming? And should we see that entire emergence during that period as part of our history? What was the role of the traditions in ultimately determining which strains survived and which did not? And there is a wealth of correspondence between Bill Wilson, the co-founder of AA, and people trying to start fellowships for addicts in the 40s and 50s, including people from Southern California who were instrumental in starting NA as we know it there. We have members who have done the deep research on all of that, and we plan to record interviews and/or roundtable discussions on all of this. And besides those questions of the birth of NA, our history is rife with interesting stories, such as the writing of the basic text, the controversies around changes made to the first edition that created rifts that are still being felt today. Is that a topic we can deal with, given the current divisions and controversies around it? Can we get a roundtable discussion that includes people who see these events in very different ways? We're thinking, why not try? Could we even bring about some healing or some meeting of the minds through joint interviews and conversations? We know some really great people on all sides of that. We'll see who wants to talk. Another idea for one or more episodes is to take a piece of NA literature such as Living Clean or It Works, How and Why, or Just for Today, and discuss it with a panel of people who were involved as it was being developed. The basic text is not the only piece of literature with an interesting story. Did you know, for example, that It Works was brought to the conference for a vote in the 80s and it failed? That there were two manuscripts developed by different literature committees and processes that never made it to publication? The beauty of a podcast is that while some people might find that topic uninteresting, but the deep dive into the philosophy and the spirituality of the steps very compelling, for others, it may be the other way around. We will create a storehouse of recorded material from which anyone can pick and choose. International development of NA is another topic, or actually a whole set of topics, that we expect will make for some interesting conversations. What exactly happened in Iran, for example, that resulted in the amazing blossoming of the fellowship there that most of us have heard about? We are already hard at work on what we expect will be more than one episode on that story. Other stories of huge growth, like Brazil or Russia, would also be interesting to plan some interviews around. And how about stories where they've had more difficulty in navigating the cultural and linguistic barriers, such as places in Asia or even the indigenous peoples of North America? The method we're using for our interviews is the video teleconference. We're holding face-to-face interviews with people from anywhere in the world by computer and recording them. We then take just the audio track of those interviews and create shows around a theme. So if we're producing a show about Iran, for example, we may include portions of multiple interviews. And we may use other portions of those same interviews for other themed shows. Okay, so the stage is set. This will be quite a project, and we hope to get lots of help. So how can you get involved? We've created the webpage myrecoverycast.com, as well as a private Facebook group called My Recovery Cast, and the Twitter handle at My Recovery Cast, which will be the rallying point for this effort. We are also on iTunes, where you can subscribe to the podcast and have each episode delivered to you as it is published. We will write and publish on our website a blog post for each episode, and there will be plenty of opportunity to discuss each episode in the Facebook group as well. So you can get involved by participating in the conversation. You can also send email to info@myrecoverycast.com with your ideas about stories you think should be interesting. We're not really sure what we're launching here, but with your help and participation, we're hoping it will be something fun, informative, maybe even impactful. Are you up for it? Visit myrecoverycast.com for links to all the ways of connecting mentioned above, and come join us in this new adventure in creating a podcast for people in recovery.